Harry lay there, lost for words. Dumbledore hummed a little and smiled at the ceiling. "Sir," said Harry, "I've been thinking. Sir, even if the stone's gone, you know who...
"Call him Voldemort, Harry. Always use the proper name for things. Fear of a name increases fear of the thing itself."
"Yes, sir. Well, Voldemort's going to try other ways of coming back, isn't he? I mean, he hasn't gone, has he?"
"No, Harry, he has not. He's still out there, somewhere, perhaps looking for another body to share. Not being truly alive, he cannot be killed. He left Quirrell to die. He shows just as little mercy to his followers as his enemies. Nevertheless, Harry, while you may only have delayed his return to power, it will merely take someone else who is prepared to fight what seems a losing battle next time, and if he is delayed again and again, why, he may never return to power."
Harry nodded, but stopped quickly because it made his head hurt. Then he said, "Sir, there are some other things I'd like to know, if you can tell me, things I want to know the truth about."
"The truth?" Dumbledore sighed. "It is a beautiful and terrible thing, and should therefore be treated with great caution. However, I shall answer your questions, unless I have a very good reason not to, in which case I beg you forgive me. I shall not, of course, lie.